what I think you're planning to do.
If it helps you any, said Kin, Jago Jalo was insane even by the standards of an insane age.
It became obvious. We had not considered that any race would send its madmen into space.
In a ship like this, only a madman would go.
He came to the hub with a demounted geological laser. He killed the chairman of the time.
You didn't try to stop him?
We were not instructed to do so. Besides, the man was obviously from a technological culture. We had to weigh the future of the disk. He ordered us to build him a ship. It was not difficult. We calculated that if we assisted Jago Jalo back to his home world, it would not be long before we had further visitors. Therefore, we sent with him one of our spy birds, the ravens, the eyes of God, our beautifully created birds.
Then why didn't you contact us as soon as we arrived? Hell, I've had fleas. I've nearly been burned alive. I was shoved in a seraglio.
We decided to observe you first. We could not be sure that Jalo was an exception. And then the four-armed creature added weight to our suspicions.
Kin watched the letters fade. She said, "You know that we can build worlds. Proper worlds. Planets. We could build a planet for the Disk people. You know it is a fair copy of mine home world."
"Yes."
"Do you know why?"
"Yes."
"Will you tell me?" The screen stayed blank for several seconds. Then it was filled with words, so many that the computers had to reduce the size of the letters. Kin stood up and read.
"You wish to know about the Disk builders. You wish to know the reasons behind the construction of the Disk. We can tell you. But it is our only bargaining counter on behalf of our children. It is possible that you could leave and return to plunder the Disk as Jalo had intended. We could not stop you. Yet we realize that knowledge is a prize you greatly desire. We will give you knowledge. You will build a new world for our people."
Kin had already been considering it. It would mean building a G-type star within a few light minutes of the Disk, unless there was a suitable one that could be moved. "We'd need access to Disk technology," she said. "Teleportation, the Force Grow Vat theories, a lot."
"You would have it, of course."
"Then you will have your new world. If the company won't do it, I could float a company of my own with that bait. I could go to one of the small operators. Yes, I'll do it."
"We have a bargain."
"Just like that. You don't need any... Well, I guess I can't give you any sureties," said Kin, surprised.
"We have observed you. We estimate there is a 99.87% chance that you will honour the bargain. Don the helmet."
Kin looked up at the padded metal rim above her head.
"We trust you. Trust us. The helmet will link you to certain circuits designed for this situation. We can give you not information, but knowledge, that you will obtain nowhere else in the universe."
"The purpose of life is to find things out," said Kin doubtfully.
"Yes. Who would shun knowledge?"
Kin sighed, reached up, grasped, pulled. The robots were busy in the centre of the deck. One of them rolled towards the horseshoe panel, trailing a cable behind it. The rest were clustered around an oddly bent piece of mirror-bright rod. When Kin looked at it, her eyes ached. It seemed to be twisted in ways that normal matter just couldn't go, which meant she was looking at the heart of a matrix drive. She was glad. She'd had a horrible thought about what would happen if one didn't get built. The robots had also built a proper pilot seat in front of the controls. Marco was sitting in it, swearing.
"It'll be like finding a hole in fog," he said. "I hope your tin friend builds good jets."
"The hole will show up on the screen," suggested Silver.
"Yeah. But we'll be going at a hell of a lick. Kin, are you sure it's all worked out?"
Kin smiled. "Right down to the Disk's tumbling speed and the rotation of the Vault of Heaven. Don't you believe that machines capable of running the Disk for 70,000 years are capable of
threading a needle 10,000 miles away by dropping the thread over a waterfall? No. I want a chance to experiment with the jets."
"You'll have it." The rock's wing beats thundered in the night as it wheeled about and skimmed across the dark water. It dropped the ship, fought frantically for height again,